Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach Cafe Radio, the self-empowerment place to meet where you get your weekly cup of inspiration on Blog Talk Radio. And today is Thursday, September 14th. And here in the Coach Cafe, I offer enlightened conversations about what matters most. I offer you interviews with top self-empowerment coaches, experts, and authors. I share with you proven and effective life coaching tools, techniques, and processes to help you to live your best life, and I am definitely spreading the word that life coaching changes lives. I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin, also known as your Balanced Life Coach, coming to you live from the beautiful Hamptons, New York, as I do each week. And I invite you to join in on my enlightened conversation by calling 646-649-1015. That's 646-649-1015. And you do have to press the number 1 so that I see that you're waiting in the queue with your questions and your comments. And you can also post those questions and comments in my chat room that will be open on your computer. And I also want to send out a very big thank you to all of my followers. And if you do like what you hear, I would totally love it if you would follow me here on Blog Talk Radio, right there under the banner. And, of course, on social media, which is Coach Cafe Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And please do spread the word. Share it with your friends. You know, sharing is caring, and sharing is what we do now online. And all you have to do is very easily share this wonderful resource in the Coach Cafe. And you can find out all about Coach Cafe on CoachCafeRadio.com. It's into its 7th year here, offering you enlightened conversations. And it's very eclectic in the Coach Cafe. I cover topics from happiness, health, wealth, relationships, sex and career, to the law of attraction, energy, psychology, angels, and more. So there's something for everyone here. So just click on any one of those pictures on the home page, or you can click on the guest gallery, and you will be led to the show. And they are all archived, and as I always remind you, come back and listen more than once. It's pretty fast-moving in the Coach Cafe. Get out your pen and paper, and when you do listen back more than once, you know, they've proven that you remember 30% more the second time around. So I do share a lot, so be sure to listen more than once. And while you're there, leave your contact information so we can stay connected, and I'll let you know what's happening next in the Coach Cafe. And today, the name of my show is Discover Your Life Purpose with Coach Estra Roel. And I'm thrilled to welcome Estra. She was a co-host with me for many years on Coach Cafe Radio. And now she's off spreading her wisdom about how you can live on purpose. So let me ask you, are you still struggling to tap into your life purpose? Do you wake up loving your life, or do you dread the day? Have you lost your passion for life? So you're going to want to stick around, because you're going to learn how to finally live your life on purpose. And you will also learn how you can join Estra's upcoming webinar called 4 Essential Keys to Discovering Your Life Purpose. So before I welcome Estra into the Coach Cafe, I am going to take this quick sponsor break, and I will be right back with Discover Your Life Purpose with Coach Estra Roel.
We all know that pure, clean water is necessary to experience optimal health and well-being. Water is life. But do you know what's in your water? Well, we do. At howtopurifyyourwater.com, we offer multi-pure drinking water systems made using the state-of-the-art advanced solid carbon technology, which removes even the smallest pollutants. Multi-pure has been on the cutting edge of water filtration for over 40 years. Multi-Pure drinking water systems provide clean, healthy water whenever you need it, right at your kitchen sink. When you choose to filter your water with our point-of-use countertop, below-the-counter, whole house, or reverse osmosis water filtration systems, you have the peace of mind of knowing exactly what is in your water. You will save money and you will no longer be contributing to the enormous number of plastic bottles that are polluting our planet. MultiPure's innovative filter technology provides exceptional performance. The proof lies in the product's NSF International certification and its ability to reduce a wide range of contaminants that affect both your health and the aesthetics of water without removing beneficial minerals in the water. This makes MultiPure water ideal for everything from drinking to cooking to showering. So visit us today at howtopurifyyourwater.com for more information. And be sure to check out our current monthly promotions. That's howtopurifyyourwater.com.
And I am back reminding you that you are in the Coach Cafe. Again, I am your host, Certified Master Life Coach Kathleen Martin, and you can find out all about me on my website at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. And you will be able to leave your contact information, receive your gift from me just for showing up, your quick coaching five-part audio series. You can immediately download your Expand Your Success Coaching Wheel tool and learn much more about my Balanced Life Coaching programs when you sign up for your no-obligation discovery session with me. And it's very easy at my website at KathleenMartinCoaching.com. So let me tell you about my guest. Estra Rowell is a certified Law of Attraction Life Coach. She is a certified Life Purpose Coach, a Happiness Generator Workshop Facilitator. She is an Advanced K Facilitator for Rapid Change Belief and is the co-author of the books 101 Great Ways to Enhance Your Career and How to Create a Rich, Successful, and Fulfilling Life, Dynamic Tools for Overcoming Obstacles and Creating Rapid Transformation. Known as America's Life Purpose Coach, it is her passion to help people get in touch with their highest passions and purpose, replace self-sabotaging subconscious beliefs with beliefs that are supportive of their conscious goals, and move into inspired action to create fulfilling lives of purpose and joy. So welcome into the Coach Cafe, Estra.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. That was wonderful, and it's great to be back on the air with you.
Yes, I know. We had a lot of years, and it was so rewarding to work together and offer so many wonderful shows. We knew that we were really helping a lot of people live their best life. And now you are really focused in helping people to live their life purpose. So let's get going, because it is fast moving here, as I say.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by life purpose?
Okay, well, basically your life purpose is what you were made for. You can think of it like that. You can think of it as your soul's mission. It's always something that you love to do, and it's going to utilize your natural talents and skills that you have learned along the way. You can also think of it as your divine contribution, because it's going to benefit others in some way, whether that's people or animals or the environment, but it's going to have some benefit, some contribution that you make. And just let yourself be open, I would say, to what that means, because, you know, it can be something like increasing my ability to be happy and to spark happiness in others, right? So that can be your purpose. Or it can be starting a social movement, you know, it can be something, you know, big and grand like that, or something that doesn't appear to be as big and grand, but it doesn't matter how big or small your reach is, because everyone has their own path. You know, we're all unique. We're all here for a specific purpose and reason. We all have our own mission here, right? So no one's purpose is any better or any worse than anyone else's. It's just, you know, many different expressions. And a lot of times, too, I don't want to, okay, I'm going fast here. were you going to say something?
That's okay.
No, okay.
No,
well,
I'm agreeing with you. I think that...
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that sometimes people equate purpose with career, and that's often the case, and a lot of people who come to me for that particular reason, because, you know, we all want and deserve meaningful work, right? We want our work to be meaningful in the world. And so your purpose is often associated with your career, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, all right? So that's something to understand, too. That, you know, you can find your purpose within your family, or as a volunteer. We were just talking about, grandchildren and grandnieces and so on, and how, we have an influence in their lives too. And I would consider that part of my purpose, as well as what I do for my career. It can be just how you show up in the world each day, no matter what tasks that you're doing. So it's who you are 24/7.
Right. And it's to really actually get involved with that, which means that you're going to need to take the time to really do some of the things that I know that you'll be sharing and share with your clients, and getting people to really hone in and focus in when we know that the mind has been overloaded, right, Ezra? And I know that we both talked very much, we are a law of attraction life coach, and we got our certification together through Quantum Success Coaching Academy, focusing on the law of attraction, very, very important. And one of our favorite teachers, Abraham Hicks, they'll say, when people say, well, what's my purpose? The purpose is to be joyful. And, for a lot of people, they're like, joyful? What is joy when they're so strung out and stressed out? So,
that's the very reason why coaching is so important. Yeah, and
that's
the very reason why they need to make that shift. Because, like I said, your purpose can be about learning how to be happier, And when you're happier, or when you're joyful, when you do tune into that, well, how does that benefit other people? Well, don't you like to be around happy people? I mean, doesn't that lift you and lift your energy? And, you can lead people in that direction for themselves then, having done it. So, sometimes I think we think purpose is this huge thing where you have to start a foundation, or you have to, and if that's your thing, by all means, do it. But don't think that your purpose is any less if you go into your work every day, or you're around your family and you're cheerful and you're upbeat and you're positive and you're happy, and they go, it always feels so good to be around her.
Yes. That's very important. I know one of my teachers lately that I've tuned into says, ask yourself the question, are you pleasant to be around? Right? Like, notice if you're pleasant, or do you even have a smile on your face, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How can you tell if you're living your purpose or not?
Okay, well, I'll tell you the or not part, because those are the signs, right? That you want to look for. You can tell, essentially you can tell by how you feel, right, as we were just discussing. Does it feel like something's missing in your life, or do you tend to make choices based on the expectations of others, right, or do you make your choices based on what feels delightful and right for you? This happens so much that people live their lives according to what they think they should be doing and what others think they should be doing. So, we go to try to please our parents or our spouse or whomever, but we don't live according to our own authentic selves. And interestingly enough, it was actually found that the top regret of people who were in palliative care that were dying was that they didn't live according to their own authentic selves. They let their lives be dictated by the expectations of others. That was, of the top five regrets, that was number one. So that's something to really look at. How are you making your choices? And you may feel like you've lost your focus or your direction, or you've lost that sense of meaning, or you're just not happy with your life, right? A lot of people are waking up to, shouldn't there be something more? You got that nagging feeling that there's maybe something that you're meant to be doing. Right, so those are all indicators that you're not on purpose. What's beneficial to do is to take the time out for yourself to look at your life and the direction it's been heading, because your life events and the synchronicities in your life actually offer you clues as to your purpose. We're always being guided, but we have to pay attention to that guidance. And and then, of course, the things that give you a sense of fun or a sense of joy or a sense of peace. What are those things? And, those are all clues to your purpose. So that's how you can kind of tell, are you doing that or not?
Yeah, Yeah, and that other one that you often, you know, you really focus on is, you know, loving Monday morning. Do you love it? If you don't, pay attention. Don't waste your, this life is precious, right?
Right, so, and you
is
know,
there a time when it's too, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my son was 16. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And I said to him, this was before I was even a coach, I said, well, look, you're going to spend most of your adult life at work, so do something you enjoy. And I would still give that advice to anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know people, Esra, very close to me who, wow, when they retired, it was like, thank God. And so they spent 30 years in obviously did not like what they were doing. Don't do that to yourself, right? So
really,
is
dragging
there a time
yourself
when it's
in,
too
yeah.
late? I know. Just, breaks my heart. So
yeah.
Is there a time when it's too late to discover and start living your purpose?
The short answer is no. Mike, no. No, there's no such thing as too old. All right? And, in fact, you know, tuning into your purpose can give you more energy and more engagement with life, you know, and make your later years healthier and happier. I mean, there's lots of research showing that being on purpose and being active and engaged causes people to be healthier and happier. And certainly, as we get older in life, we want to continue to be engaged with it. And actually, many people find their purpose in retirement, as you were saying, they haven't allowed themselves to do that. But now, once they retire, they finally feel like they have the time and perhaps the resources to explore what really lights them up. And, you know, we're living longer. So, you know, if you retire at 65, what are you going to do with all those years? And there's actually something called Encore Careers, right, that's popular now. I think we've talked about that. And, you know, that's the career that you decide to do after your retirement. And that can be a career that you get paid to do or not. You know, it just depends on what you want, your resources, your guidance. But it's never too late. I mean, you could be 80 years old and say, well, you know, and still, you know, tune into that. It's there's no such thing as too old or too late.
Right. I remember one of my favorite things to say to myself and others is that it doesn't matter when you start, it matters that you start.
Just that you start.
Even if you knew that your days were numbered, just get started, right? So,
and
of course, all of our days are numbered when you think about it.
Well, they are kind of. Yeah, we do have those exit points, you know, along the way that we've, you know, actually preordained? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we have free will here. I can't tell you how many people have, you know, posted on Facebook, oh, I went to my grandmother's 90th birthday, you know, and I see a lot of that. So, you know, if you're 65, you're not old. And I'm saying that because I'm 65. But you know, you're not
exactly,
old.
Exactly, yeah.
You've got a lot of time left. And, we started into coaching. I was, I think, 56 maybe when I started to get trained. And there's so many examples of people that have done fabulous things after they moved into their, you know, the later third of their life, I guess is how you might say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, built businesses or, you know, just did wonderful acts of giving, you know, to people. And so, you know, as long as you're drawing breath, you know, you can be engaged.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's to reorder your thinking. And I agree with you. We're kind of parallel, of course, because we're in the same age. And who would have thought, I mean, if you kind of go by what the culture says, which I highly recommend you don't, or what it looks like out there, that you are always growing and expanding. You're not getting, you know, less, you're becoming more. And I find it the most powerful time in my life, to be honest with you. And I'm way more aware of who I am and why I'm here and what this is all about because I've been so committed. And you kind of, you know, in those other years, wouldn't you agree, Estra? I mean, if you're somebody who had a family, you're really hyper-focused on the bringing up of children and just making a living. A lot of people are in that experience of not making a life worth living. They're just making the living to make the, you know, pay the bills, and suddenly reality hits you that your children are needing lots of things, and you have to actually guide them, and then they're going to go and, you know, grow up, and you're really swept up in that experience of navigating and organizing and keeping that going called family, if it is a, you know, if you happen to have a family, but that's a pretty common experience, and you lose yourself in that whole thing. And I'm telling you, in your when most people are thinking, when is this going to be over, and you start thinking, what can I start doing and bring that energy in, and you are beyond that, there's this space that opens up in you, and you can see, of course, with the help of coaching and mentoring, highly recommend it. Don't try to do it alone.
Oh, absolutely.
That, wow, the things that come up as ideas and you actually take actions, and you're living even more fulfilling life. So you kind of hit on this already. Does everyone have a purpose? And, you know, the answer to that, you said absolutely yes. But does purpose stay the same, or can it change throughout your life?
So I tend to look at it like this. Our purpose stays the same. It's basically hardwired into our DNA. It's something we already decided to do before we got here. So everybody, has a purpose, and we come in with it. But as you were just saying, Kathleen, we grow and we expand through life, right? So the way we express that purpose and our understanding of it can change. So, you know, if you find like, oh, you know, you used to love a job, you found it exciting. I was in that position. I thought I was going to be Montessori or elementary Montessori teacher my whole life. I loved it. But then I didn't. And so
you find yourself bored by
a job. Yeah. You know, that's what you do is you take a look at what's next for you. You know, and I see myself as a teacher. I used to teach 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. Now I teach adults. So it's different. You know, because a component of coaching is teaching. You know, some things we have to teach before we do the rest of coaching. And so, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of tweaking some things right where you are. But it may be a whole career, you know, or life change that you want to make. You might want to go in a whole different direction. So, you know, pay attention to your life, basically, is saying, you know, we can get so swept up in just getting through each day. And that's especially true for families and young families and so on. And I know, you know, I think we both experienced that as well. But so ironically, you know, back to the too old question, a lot of times it's when we get older, we kind of feel like, oh, wow, I can live for me now. And that happens a lot.
Right, so, yeah, we live in a time where...
Go ahead.
We live in a time that has so incredibly changed in opportunity that anybody can start. You know, no longer do you need to go dedicate a lot of time either. There's so much available to begin a new business or online, or, you know, begin to go out and in your community and spread your expertise from all the years perhaps you had in a career and make it into a whole new thing for consulting or you know, creating. You can create programs now, and people need help. So if you are somebody who thinks like that, you know, with the help, again, you know, there's a lot of help out there, and with coaching you'll receive it, that you can create something brand new and help a lot of people. So start to think like that. Just think outside the boundary of what you believe yourself to be, right? So,
yeah.
And we are coming up. Believe it or not, it goes very fast. That's why I say it's fast moving here. But you are having a wonderful new, event that's coming up. So let's talk about that for a few minutes now before we come to an end. What is that event, and how can people join in so that they can meet you more and learn more about how they can discover their true life's purpose?
Okay, well, thanks, Kathleen. Yes, I'm going to be hosting a webinar called Four Essential Keys to Discovering Your Life Purpose, and that's going to be next Tuesday, September 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll be sharing more about life purpose, the benefits of living in alignment with your purpose, and some of the roadblocks that stop people from even getting started and what to do about those. And, of course, mm-hmm. I'll also be sharing four essential keys that you need to know to tune into your purpose, and a powerful
right.
process that I'm going to help you with right on the call to help you gain clarity, even if you don't have a clue as to what you want to do in your life.
Right.
And it will tell you
right,
that's
right,
where
yeah.
I started, you know, with no clue. I called it the void. I was there in the void with no clue. And this purpose came
right.
in for me, and it helped me, this process helped me a lot. And I'll also be giving away a free meditation download to energize the symbol of your purpose as a thank you to those people who attend for the whole webinar. And there will be a replay if you can't make the scheduled time, but please do try to be there if you can in person, because you're going to have the opportunity to ask questions and it's just more dynamic. And you know how we put things off, right? So you think I'm going to listen to the
mm-hmm.
replay, but then
mm-hmm.
you don't, right? So this is important. It's your life. So try to be there in person.
Right.
And you can find it by there's a link on the show page, right, Kathleen, where you
yes.
can click on that link.
Yep.
And it will take you to the page where you can register to be part of the webinar.
Yes, and I will. So let me just give it to you right now as well, and then I will be sending out the replay of the show, and it will also be in that email. So, and I'll be putting it out there on social media, of course. But it's http://, of course, right? And then
yep.
bit.ly/lifepurposekeys, okay? So it's bit.ly/lifepurposekeys. And, again, I'll be sharing that as well. So yes, you definitely want to don't put it off is exactly what you need to hear. It's so
mm-hmm.
easy these days. And I know that we all get a lot of invitations, but this one you don't want to pass up because it has to do with something that you were really not helped to discover within you. And like Estra has shared, it's not ever, ever, ever too late. So with the help of a master teacher, coach, mentor like Estra, who's spent her many years now focused on this for people, you will be thrilled with what you're going to find out and tap into and what you're going to leave with. And it's really going to get your juices flowing. It's going to get you moving. You have to take, you know, it can seem
take
like,
action, right?
You know, how do I... Take action. But you may
yeah.
think you're real tired to take action, but not for this. It actually excites you and ignites you. So don't miss out on this opportunity to jump into this webinar on, again, when is the day and the time, Isra?
Okay, it's next Tuesday, September 19th, and it's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So I think that would be 4 Pacific. And
right.
and it's all there
right, right.
on it's all there on the page where you go to sign up for it.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah,
wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you for offering what you do, Estra. The world needs more coaches like you who are helping people to really make it a priority that they make themselves important. Right. Make it a priority that you are important. Don't live this
yeah.
life minimizing your importance. Take the action. Hear what Estra has to share. You're going to come away with more than you certainly showed up with. So thank you for what you do, Estra.
Oh, well, thank you so much for letting me come on your show.
Oh, you know, anytime. The door is open. So,
well, I know, but it's,
yeah, it's great.
You know, it's fun to be able to do this again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great way of hearing, like I like to share, top self-empowerment coaches, experts, and authors in the Coach Cafe, and you're certainly one of them. So thank you again for joining me.
Thanks.
Okay, Estra. Be well.
Okay, thanks. You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.